Our party has been made and our mission has been set. So now we are off on our adventure. No evil force can stand in the way of our noble pursuit for glory and masculinity. Change of plan, guys. We should take the south route instead of the east. This path isn't safe for travelers. These aren't your average cookies, Wally-san. They are Girl Scout cookies. I suggest we flee.
What about that? Is that the monster?
I highly doubt it.
What about zombies? Zombies are usually evil, aren't they?
Eh?
Nah, the thing we're after is much bigger. Freaky birds, scary gargoyles, and a bit of gothic revival exterior. Yep, I'd say that's the place where our demon lives.
Never!
Hello? Are any evil forces home? Any demons or undead lords? Any politicians? It appears to be deserted, though I'm getting some rather evil vibes from the place. Since we don't know what we're facing, I suggest we stick together to be safe. They split into groups to explore, didn't they? Can I just die now instead?
My name is Aslan, and I'm a warrior for hire. And I'm in grave danger. There is something evil after me. I can sense it watching my every move. I'm forced to stand alone against this terrible force, as it waits for the one moment I let my guard down so it can strike. Alone against it, I can only think one thing. I really should have gone solo instead of teaming up with Pip.
The bloody hell I am! Go on, I'd like to see them even try.
Hello, Marlon.
What? How did you know my name?
I know everything about you. Your hands. My name is Aviana, and I am the bringer of your doom.
Is this a bad time?
Sir, you think? I swear, every time I try to take a bath, you guys are worse than freaking telemarketers.
I suppose this means that we must fight now. Pity. Had my heart set on the bath. Even have the salts and candles as well as the bath bits ready to go.
I can take a hint. Look, I'll just wait outside for an hour and come back if it means that much to you. I swear demons today have gotten so strange. Last time I ran into one, they loved springing into battle. Not to mention they liked unexpected surprises. Tentacles are not a part of my fantasies!
Wine, wine, wine. Oh, you're a cutie when you're angry. I'm going to have fun with you, most definitely. I'll enjoy this. I just hope that you don't have any friends that will barge in at the last minute to rescue you.
Ah! Big me shrews!
I never thought I would actually be so confident in saying that I am so utterly doomed.
So, which do you think you'd go best with? Red or white wine? I'm partial to red.
I personally think someone is enjoying this too much.
But of course, it's always fun to have charming company. You said it yourself, cutie. You're doomed. So why be miserable and instead just have fun and enjoy yourself in the process? Who knows? Maybe I'll keep you around for a while. After all, there is no one to help you out.
Dan? Is that you?
Aslan?
Oh, dang. I guess we're going full circle. Any luck?
Nah, not really. In fact, I think it's best we leave and come back at another time. Wildy's not doing well.
You're wussing out. What's wrong with her? Okay. I agree, that is definitely a bit freaky.
Tell me about it. Normally, she doesn't bother giving a warning or a deadline.
I guess we can go, but don't you think we should wait or look for mallets a bit?
Oh, for the love of... You've got to be kidding me. I'm pretty sure Merlitz is doing fine. Heck, we're probably more in danger of him burning everything in sight. I'm pretty sure if he was in trouble, there'd be a sign or something to alert us.
Mab, when did you get here? Oh well, it's not important. I'd like you to meet Ariana, my new girlfriend.
Hiya. Oh, is there something wrong? Ah, good point. You see, while the succubi are generally slaves to their duty, there is an incantation that once spoken will free her from her task. However, in all our history it has never been recorded of any being saying that incantation prior to today.
Couldn't we just talk instead?
Huh, Mab? Is that really how you feel? True, but I still feel bad that I didn't notice. Of course. Silly Mabby, I don't think there's anything you could make me not want to remain friends with you.
Aw, it's a Kodak moment.
Get a room, you two.
Now, you guys, on the other hand.
Sounds great. Will be nice to. What? You think This is news to me. You guys are the first adventurers I've seen in weeks. And I don't bother farmers.
So, if it wasn't you, then what was? Curse you, Red Baron!
Curse you!
Good day, Mrs. Scarlet. Would you like some more crumpets?